Hi, folks. We're back, and we're cutting through the matrix. We do live in almost a fictional world now. Most folk really do. They live in the world of television and movies and incredible indoctrination, which they're unaware of. I've gone through some of the history of Bernays, who was one of the characters put forth on the world stage by masters behind him, of course, who taught him all the arts of manipulation, and manipulation really on the masses. It was for mass manipulation, using your unconscious desires and all the rest of it. And it's quite astonishing to see how well it worked, which meant to me, as far as I'm concerned, these weren't trials he was doing. He already knew that these particular techniques worked. And I've often mentioned the word technique, and you'll find it in scientific circles. You have to look into the word to see what they're referring to. It's very, very important. I mean, whole books have been written on the word technique, because it's all to do with what manipulates and motivates you and how to do it, basically. Yesterday I touched on one of the organizations which the British government uses all the time to alter the behavior of the British people. The US does the same. Canada's got the same too. And it does work. It does work with all peoples. The same techniques work with all peoples. And I mentioned on Mindspace, that's one of the companies that they use in Britain. And the problem was that they had years ago, as you see, they used to think, and Bertrand Russell goes through this in his own book, The Impact of Science and Society, and the scientific outlook. He said, we used to think, and he was writing back in the 40s about this, he said, we used to think that people really worked on logic and reason. And so they used to give to the public what they claimed were facts. Of course, they lied always to the public. The governments always do. But they hoped that people would toss these facts about and come to the desired conclusion. And then they found out, no, people work on different mechanisms, really. We work on unconscious influences, etc. And that's why Russell and others in the Macy Group and so on decided to get the big psychologist organizations on board. And the behaviorists have got in the act as well. Today they call it neuroscience. It covers a wide area. And neuroeconomics, which is also part of it too, using psychology to change your economic habits and the way that you live. Remember, Skinner too talked about changing people's behavior. He said the easiest way to change it is to alter something in the environment, or put something in the environment that wasn't there before. And in came television, of course, and he was also referring to that as a good medium for getting the messages across. Before that, there was radio. People started to listen to radio. And when you're listening to something, you're not talking to each other. So immediately your behavior is altered. You don't converse as much when that radio is on. Same with television. Television's far better because it has the added visual aspect to it as well. It's hypnotic. And even if we've all experienced this, visiting people's homes, where the television is on all the time, and even if they have to turn down the volume to talk to you, and you can see they're annoyed, they keep the television screen going so they can watch it, and they're watching it even while you're talking, and they're answering you. They're watching the TV. The TV takes over the prime position in the household, and everyone knows that too. That's where they gave you high definition and plasma and all the rest of it too. Better techniques to draw you into that conditioning aspect of behavior, your behavior. Now, if you look into the very little they give you, of course, in mind space for the general public, because they don't want you to know everything that they're doing to you, they actually have some categories listed on how they've worked out the sciences on the human mind. And it says, we've arranged the effects according to the acronym MindSpace for messenger as M and I for incentives, norms, defaults, salience, priming, affect, commitments, and ego. And under messenger, it says, we're heavily influenced by who communicates information. They further go on to describe that someone in authority, an authority figure, you see, like an expert, a scientist, someone who they've made to be well known. And I've gone before how the Macy Group and other groups actually created scientists to be front men, really, for political change. They gave them star status. And so you tend to believe them more than you believe anyone else, or your next-door neighbor, or yourself, for that matter. Incentives. It says our responses to incentives are shaped by predictable mental shortcuts, just like a computer, you see, such as strongly avoiding losses. So they can give you incentives to gain what you think is you're going to gain something, or they'll give you penalties, such as, oh, if you don't comply with this, we'll have to fine you or something like that, you see. And then norms, we're strongly influenced by what others do. Again, going back to Russell, who's a big mover and shaker in the system you're now living in, with the world agenda, by the way, and with the world's biggest leading think tank at his time and still today. He said the same thing, that people are influenced by peer pressure. And if you can get the majority to go along with it, all the rest must follow, or they'll be forced into going along with the rest of them. Or they'll be ostracized by society. Similar techniques that they watched happening in school. Because school children, you see, are very cruel. And if some girl comes in with old-fashioned clothes, as they call them, and you're not in with the latest trend, they really are cruel as can be to that person. If you want to join the gang, you have to dress like the gang. And then you go into defaults. We go with the flow of preset options. Go with the flow. In other words, we always take the easy way, what's presented as easy. So they nudge you to go with the easy decision, you see. That's where nudging comes in. And your computer does the same thing. There are people who nudge you to go along. Would you like to do this, or you should do that, and blah, blah, blah. That's all called nudges. Do you really want to look at this website? Nudge, nudge. And, as I say, defaults, we go through the flow of preset options. And then salience, our attention is drawn to what is novel and seems relevant to us. So novelty grabs our attention. Of course, they all use sex and everything else, too. That grabs the attention. That's always been the way. And anything to grab your attention and then give a message attached to it, you see, that's relevant to you, or seems is the word, relevant to you, because you're being conned. It must seem relevant to you. Priming. Our acts are often influenced by subconscious cues. Subconscious cues are given to you all the time, so they prime you without you knowing it. A lot of your cues have already come by watching dramas. Coronation Street in Britain is the longest running drama or soap and ever invented, run by the British government. I mean, it's run too by psychologists, psychiatrists, and all kinds of professional people. And what they did in Coronation Street, and still do, is to present conflicts that will happen in the multicultural society as time goes on, and all the arguments will come into family lives and so on, and disruptions, and how to cope with it, because you will actually copy the solution of the characters that you identify with on the actual show. I'm not kidding. It's no kidding. It's amazing, isn't it? And it's been awfully successful. Because obviously there's going to be a lot of conflict when different cultures clash with each other and are crammed into small spaces and cities, already overcrowded cities. Then the effect is your emotions, you see, in your moods. Our emotional associations can powerfully shape our actions, and so they give you tribal symbols, the flag, national anthems, guys winning, always winning against all odds and stuff. That gets you going. You feel part of the tribe. Many different ways to do it. And they can also give you the wrong kind of imprint. They doesn't mention it here, but they can imprint your brain with an idea by reversing what's actually happening. As in, what group is kicking in the head of whatever other group in a drama or a movie? It can make you feel bad, even though you're not there kicking someone's head in. That's used off all the time too in movies and so on. It could be the other way around, which often is. Commitments, it says, we seek to be consistent with our public promises and reciprocate acts, you see. So getting you to actually comply and mentally promise to go along with something is something that you feel guilty of backing out of. And then they play in your ego too. We act in ways that make us feel better about ourselves. We're all in it together. You're doing your part, aren't you? You're doing your part. These techniques have always used in wartime as well. And they use it with all the new political correctnesses out there, all the different kinds of... There's so many varieties now and areas of political correctness that you have to conform to as you're manipulated en masse along the same road. It's quite interesting to me, because I always talk about these topics, but I stand outside of them. I stand outside of sides and everything. I just stand and watch. And that's how you can always see what's going on. Don't get drawn in, you know. And that's why you see experts are saying, getting back to the messenger at the beginning, it says we're heavily influenced by who communicates information. Our response to a message depends greatly upon the reactions we have to the source of that information. We're affected by the perceived authority of the messenger, whether formal or informal. We are more likely to act on information if experts deliver it, but also if the messenger has demographic and behavioral similarities to ourselves. You ever wondered about these characters they put on television and you grow up with them? The same guys reading the news till they're almost falling off the chair as they disintegrate in front of you with age and paid big bucks. It's because you have grown up with them as a daddy figure, you see. And he stares at what appears to be you every night at 6 o'clock. And would he tell you an untruth, as they say? Would he ever tell you an untruth? And all the time, you don't realize he's reading a dummy board. He's not looking at you at all. The perception is very important, isn't it? It says we're also affected by the feelings we have towards the messenger, so that someone who has developed a dislike of government interventions may be less likely to listen to messages they perceive come from the government. So they get other departments to give you the messages. As I say, your dramas have more messages in them than the government's going to give you. They really do. They even have them in cartoons for the children to get. Everyone's been managed. Every age group's been managed too. Every gender has been managed. Every gender age group has been managed. Quite interesting, isn't it?